This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In about half an hour, we'll have a pause for reflection on the jobs market in the United States, the official tally of employment and unemployment in America, covering the month of November. The forecast is for 180,000 more jobs showing up on payrolls, and that's in line with the slow but steady improvements of recent months. Out in the real world of job searching, things remain tough. 51-year-old Maureen Cunningham has just moved with her recently retired husband from Philly to Venice, Florida. She had a job set up, but it fell through. Ms. Cunningham, good morning.
Good morning.
So your husband gets a little past retirement age. He retires, and you move to Florida, but you had some work set up, right?
Yes, I had accepted a new position, and it was a home-based position, so it worked out perfect because I could do my job from home in Venice without having to look for a job.
So that seemed like a good plan, but that didn't work out.
No, they decided that my job could no longer be a home-based job and that it needed to go to the office. So in October, they let me know that my job was going to be eliminated.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that. So you've been looking, right?
Yes, I have. But I'm finding that the wages here are quite a bit less than what I currently make. So I'm thinking I might need to go into something else.
Now, what does your newly retired husband think about this?
Oh, he doesn't think anything of it, really. He's like, oh, well, you can just stay home and make pancakes for me every day. So,
which doesn't sound like an attractive plan.
No. His answer is, oh, you can just go on unemployment. You know, and I said, I don't really want to do that. I feel like I need to work. It kind of gives me a sense of fulfillment to have a job, have a place to go to and be at. I don't do well when I don't have a job, so it's a little bit depressing.
How will you deal with health care coverage in this interim before you find another job?
That's the scary part, because I really haven't paid much attention to the Obamacare issues, and you know, I haven't thought about it. So now all of a sudden I'm in a panic and I'm trying to figure out what my options are and what I should do. And I guess my hope is that I'll find something right away and won't have to worry about it.
The famous American healthcare plan of just don't get sick?
Yeah. I mean, as it is, I'm in a high deductible plan, so getting sick really wasn't an option either. But to have nothing, you know, and have to find something, and I just don't know. It's scary.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Well, Maureen Cunningham, Venice, Florida, thank you very much.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure speaking with you.